Welcome to Until We Meet Again, Celebrating Somali Culture. This five-part series is a collaboration between Northwest Folklife, Somali Youth and Family Club, Jack Straw Productions, and photographer Doug Plummer. Today's episode is Developing the Story with Jack Straw producer Jenny Cecil Moore.
Some members of the Somali Youth and Family Club gather in an office of a South Seattle apartment complex. They're reading through a script for a Somali cultural performance. In the last 20 years, the Somali population has increased dramatically in Washington State. The Seattle area has become home to around 30,000 Somali refugees, leaving their home country due to famine and the ongoing civil war, which began in 1991. The Somali Youth and Family Club serves refugees in unincorporated King County. Their program manager, Sherwa Aiden, felt a cultural performance would be a good way to connect people.
We had taken a trip to the Folklife Festival. We saw the South Asian show, an Indian show, and we liked it. You know, we kind of talked about having a show of our own, something that pertains to the Somali community.
Sherwa wrote the script with another club member, Muhammad Egal.
How old is Muhammad?
Huh?
How old is Muhammad?
He's 16.
How old is his mom?
Man, بتكون انت علاقتها
ما هي بعد شيء
مان
Sherwood talks about how he developed the script.
So I see characters that come in and out and they tell us stories. I hear the stories. And some other people are like that. They will talk about what happens to them, you know, in front of a lot of people, you know. It's just part of our culture. So you hear a lot of stories about people and their struggles and how they dealt with situations back home, their journey here, and you know, and things that they deal with when they actually get here, and the difficulties they have assimilating to the American culture and lifestyle.
Liban Sheik is from a traditional Somali family, but grew up mostly in California. When he came to Seattle, he found a Somali community to be part of. He plans to assist with the performance, mostly behind the scenes.
Helping him with the organization and helping him with the pretty much casting, that's what I'm doing right now.
Liban feels this type of performance is beneficial for the Somali community and the greater Seattle community.
I think it's actually like an education for everybody, how tribalism actually divides people and why Somali is the way it is and how people, you know, the kids over here growing up over here can help change that.
The script tells the story of two young people from different clans. Sherwa shares some details from the play.
There's actually two main characters, Muhubbo and Mahat, a young couple who find love and then they're denied one another by Muhubba's parents. Muhubba is the young lady, Mahat is the guy. And so Muhubba's family is, they're from a predominant clan and they're rather wealthy, and Mahad is from a tribe that's frowned upon, so to speak. He comes from humble beginnings. They try to work it out secretly, and the family finds out along the way. Cause they say, you know, love is stronger than anything, so they overcome a lot of obstacles.
Sherwa works through the script with the actors.
While they're talking, Adar has been watching Mahad and Muhubba's interaction. When Mahad leaves, over to talk to Muhubba.
Okay, in the play, Somali tribes and traditions are explained through the young couple's relationship. Liban says there are many Somalis who would like to make their culture better understood in the U.S.
There is a lot of Somali people that are trying to do that. There's a lot of, especially younger ones, but they just don't have an outlet to do it. There's always good and bad in every culture, so pretty much got to give them the good, show them the good too, and show them how beautiful our culture is and how, you know, what things that we do and what we can add to society, basically.
Until We Meet Again, Celebrating Somali Culture was produced by Jack Straw Productions in collaboration with Northwest Folklife, Somali Youth and Family Club, and photographer Doug Plummer, with funding support from the Washington State Arts Commission. Jack Straw producer Jenny Cecil Moore, engineer Tom Stiles, executive producer Joan Rabinowitz. To learn more, visit us at jackstraw.org.